This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The Election Commission has issued show cause notices to more than 1,000 booth-level officers, BLOs, in West Bengal for non-compliance with the Commission's directives. According to Commission sources, the recruitment process for BLOs began in the state in April this year, but more than 1,000 BLOs failed to take over their charge till the 17th of October. They have now been served with a show cause notice demanding explanation for violating the Commission's directives. The Commission has made it clear that if the responses to the notices are unsatisfactory, legal action will be taken under the Representation of the People Act of 1950. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections. 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in this phase on the 11th of November. Meanwhile, in Mohania constituencies of Kaimur district, the nomination of Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD candidate Shweta Suman has been cancelled after her scheduled caste certificate was found invalid. In Valmiki Nagar Assembly constituency of West Champaran district, the nomination of Drig Narayan Prasad of Jan Suraj Party has also been cancelled as he failed to resign from his government teaching position before filing his nomination. Voting will be held in both these constituencies in the second phase. Indian Railways will run 1,500 special trains over the next 5 days to cater to Chhath festival rush with an average of 300 special trains per day. These trains will be operated in addition to the regular train services. Ministry of Railways says that for the upcoming Chhath Puja and ongoing Diwali season this year, Indian Railways is running a robust special train schedule to manage the festival travel rush. The three-day Army Commanders Conference will begin today in Jaisalmer, Rajasthan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the event. During the conference, top Army leadership will review operational preparedness and discuss future security challenges. Army Chief and Senior Commanders will deliberate on border security along India's western frontier, modern warfare strategies and technological advancements in defence operations. The government has proposed changes to information technology rules mandating the clear labelling of artificial intelligence-generated content. It has also asked for the increasing of the accountability of large platforms like Facebook and YouTube for verifying and flagging synthetic information to curb user harm from deepfakes and misinformation. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology noted that deepfake audio, videos and synthetic media going viral on social platforms have demonstrated the potential of generative AI to create convincing falsehoods where such content can be weaponized to spread misinformation, damage reputations, manipulate or influence elections or commit financial fraud. The festival of Bhai Dooj is being celebrated today. Celebrated 2 days after Diwali, the day marks the end of the five-day-long festivities. It is known by different names in various parts of the country like Bhai Phota, Bhau Beej, Bhai Tika or Yam Dwitiya. On this day, sisters apply tika on their brother's forehead and pray for their safety and long life. In return, brothers promise to protect and look after their sisters. In men's cricket, India will take on hosts Australia in the second ODI of the three-match series at Adelaide today. The match is scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. Indian Standard Time. This is a must-win game for India, as a loss would mean that they would lose the series as well. In Kabaddi, India defeated hosts Bahrain with a scoreline of 84-40 in their Group A boys match of third Asian Youth Games at ISA Sports City Hall in Bahrain yesterday. Ishant Rathi-led Indian side continued their winning streak by clinching the fifth game in a row. With this, India continues to lead on the points table and secured a place in the final clash. The United States has announced new sanctions against Russia's two largest oil companies, Rosneft and Lukoil, in an effort to pressure Moscow to negotiate a peace deal in Ukraine. And that is the end of this news bulletin.